90% of startups fail. Which are you, the 9 or the 1? 90% of new businesses will fail. And given that most of you reading this are attached to a startup, that means 9 out of 10 of you will be out of a job. Sorry, people, it's the numbers' fault, not mine. Understanding the high chance of failure is something worth reflecting on. Some of you may already have started a business and failed. Others might be in it for the first time, and the rest of you are still pondering the plunge. Whatever happens, and however scary the 90% chance of failure is, nothing has ever achieved without taking the terrifying first step. For that alone, you all deserve massive respect. Virtual fist pump. I work for a startup too. In fact, the reason I'm writing this post is because I work for a startup that deals with lots of other startups. We're an agency, as you probably guessed, and that means we talk to tons of new companies. Business is good. Don't worry, we're not resting on our laurels, allowing us to turn potential clients away every week. We offer advice to anyone who approaches us, but not everyone is suitable for our services. This experience of diving deep into new products, strategies, and business aims has allowed me to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of the startup world. And that's what I'm going to be bringing to this post. Snippets of memorable lines from meeting potential clients. Hopefully, this will motivate you to keep the dream alive and you'll learn a few things from the mistakes of others. I'm going to kick things off by arranging these real-world quotes. Some might not be word for word and no names are attached. I don't want to embarrass anyone. Under the subheadings of the top reasons that businesses fail. 40% of startups fail. No market needed. No market need is a very broad term and can mean a whole bunch of different things. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was no market need. It may be that the startup identified a need but weren't able to solve it. Or there was a need, but it just wasn't great enough. Whatever the case, any business who does not understand and consistently engage with their market is surely doomed to fail. Here's some commonly heard quotes from the 90%. We don't need to do market research. I'm an expert, and to be honest, I haven't got the time. How am I supposed to talk to the market when I've got to develop a product, manage the business's social media profiles, and keep my partner happy? It's impossible. The market won't love my brand because we've had a chat anyway. I discovered that the market had a big need, so I created a product for it. What else do you want from me? My cousin is in the industry, and he says that there's a need for the product like mine. That's a market need, isn't it? Now here's some quotes from the 10%. Yeah, my product won't be ready until the market said so. Everything I've done is based on what customers want. They told me what they had problems with, so I went out and I developed a service that eliminated it. Then I came back and showed it to them. And they told me how they'd like to improve it, and I did that too. I focus on the no's. People who buy are great, but those who don't, they are really valuable. I have to know why they said no, so I can make everything better. 29% of startups fail. Ran out of cash. Money drives businesses, and yet 29% of you not paying close enough attention to it. Running out of cash can be a clear indication that your business isn't viable, but it may also be a result of poor spending, complacency, and naivety. Here's some quotes from the 90%. I watch profit and loss, not cash. The only reason my product isn't selling is because I'm not spending enough on advertising. That's why I want 3x my spend. It's fine. I know my debtors will pay. It doesn't matter if their payment is delayed by another 30 days. Why do I need a cash cushion? I can spend all my money on stock. In that knowledge, my product will keep on selling. What? Of course, my sales forecasts are realistic. Here's some quotes from the 10%. One of the first things I did was build a cash reserve. It's covered my back a few months and something unexpected happened out of my control. If somebody owes the business money, it's to be paid on time. I always kept my break-even number in mind when I started out. I never lost focus and I didn't allow myself to relax until I hit it. I never lose sight of cash flow. Who knows when a supplier will raise his prices, I need more staff, or something comes out of the blue that things break and I'm prepared for it. 23% of startup failures, not the right team. People are complex creatures, which makes staffing one of the toughest things to get right. That explains why 23% of failed startups did the dirty by blaming it on their team. Hiring, delegating, motivating, and firing staff cannot be avoided if you're planning to scale. Each and every step in an employee's journey can be an enormous knock-on effect for the business as a whole. So it's crucial that you get them right. Here's some excuses from the 90%. I hired my brother-in-law because he was bored. Joe is an amazing guy to have around. That's why I employ him. He's funny, confident, and always lifts morale in the office. Culture is important to my business. So if he spent 3 hours watching on TV and laughing with them about it, it's all good for us. I had the cash to take one more staff, so I did. Simple. Joan is a lovely woman. She takes in stray cats and looks after them. They're starved to death if I fire her. That's why I can't. Here's some lines from the 10%. I only hire someone when I have work that requires a full or part-time member. Employing has to benefit the company. It doesn't matter how good the cash situation is. When I invest in people, they return the faith. Everyone wants to better themselves, and I make sure my employees are able to do that. If somebody leaves my company before hiring a replacement, I make it my job to discover why. When I know that, I improve the business. Before hiring, I think hard about whether I really need somebody. Could I adapt my role? Could my existing team share the responsibility? What effect would it have on my staff? 19% of startup failures. Outcompeted. Competition can come from anywhere, and businesses have to be ready to adapt. If there is a market need for something, you probably won't be the only one to spot it. As a startup, you won't just be competing with similar-sized businesses. Big brands are always looking to expand with new products, so be prepared. Here's some quotes from the 90%. I ignore my competitors. My business is better. My product is better and my customers won't leave. It doesn't matter what they do. I changed my entire business strategy because it looked like my competitors were getting success from a new strategy. I checked out the competition when they first came into the market. Their product sucked, so I didn't think I needed to worry about them again. Here's some lines from the 10%. I always pay close attention to the competition, and that means regularly buying their products. I know what they've got, and I know how to compete with it. Nothing motivates me more than a competitor who's up their game. It forces me to up mine too. If they get one step ahead, you can be sure I'm going to claw it back. I have to be the best. If I wasn't number one, I wouldn't even bother. I always need to have a competitive advantage, otherwise I wouldn't even bother competing. Conclusion. Business is not meant to be easy. Those people who do the right things, put their hands in the dirt, and get on far more likely to succeed. We speak to clients all the time who talk the talk, say all the right things, and act like they are always putting in the hard work. But when it comes down to the crunch, they fail because they don't follow up on it. I'm a big believer in quality and consistency. Quality in strategy, execution and research, and consistency in never letting it drop. If you're able to marry the two together, you'll win sooner than later. What do you think about the startup quotes? Do any of them remind you of yourself or somebody you know? Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.